Cei bună băiți amigi doși, mei doveio meilu, sere călăchei lube soi rosă ho. Cei amigi doși, mei doveio meilu, ira tuori mira buona cuora soi.
Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that each week I do try to bring you some interesting chazanis. And the first hour is the mixture. I hope you enjoyed that first hour. This is show number 201 of June 3rd, 2013. In the background, we hear the magnificent voice of Moshe Koussevitzky, and the program this evening will feature the four Koussevitzky brothers. Those of you who have been to the Hampton Synagogue this past Shabbos, you know that the theme was the four Koussevitzky brothers, and I gave a talk there at the Shalashudis on the brothers. I was so pleased that David Koussevitzky's daughter Valerie was there, and on Shabbos she gave a wonderful, wonderful talk and an insight into her famous father, David. That was a delight. And it was unfortunate that Netanel took sick, but he was ably replaced by Yaakov Rosenfeld, who did a wonderful job of pinch-hitting for Netanel, and we certainly had a great Shabbos. Of course, those of you who were at the Sfarash Shul last night, that was a happening, if you will. It was such a pleasure to see the crowd and to see old friends and to see many of you who are listening right now, to know that you're out there and that you're supporters of Chazanis. The evening was with Yaakov Motzin, Yaakov Stark, Yaakov Rosenfeld, Yanky Lemmer, and Benjamin Muller, and the choir led by Russell Gehren, and of course, the outstanding Danny Gildar, who was, if not the world's greatest accompanist for Chazana, he's certainly one of the greatest. It was just a thrilling evening. For me, I was the MC, and as I looked out on the crowd, seeing all those familiar faces, I just felt so good. And I was so proud of my partner, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. You know, this was not a Cantor's World event, but it did have the touch of Cantor's World, if you will. The two of us volunteered our time and our effort, but Benny, he is the producer with the most excellent producer of Chazanis concerts. He put it together, and he had it flowing, and my hat goes off to Benny, and you know that it's our desire to keep this going. A lot of people are asking, when's Cantor's World coming back? I don't know if it'll ever come back or in the way it was, but there is a pent-up demand. There is a love for this, and certainly Benny and I will do everything that we can in the future to see what we can do to bring this incredible art, this incredible aspect of our religion to the public. Of course, I'm doing this with the program, but there's nothing like the real thing. There's nothing like being in shul on Shabbos and hearing a wonderful chazan stir the people and reach to the souls of the people listening. And also, there's nothing like a live concert. You're not in the studio. There's no going back. And I must say, it flowed. And each cantor outdid himself. And I was so proud to be part of that, as was Benny. And again, my hat goes off to the Svartische Shul and the Rabbi Kaufman and the president and the vice president and Jason Coppell, who were anxious to see this happen. And I also think that it was wonderful that Yossi Pelig Billig got, he what is the expression? He stood, he got to the plate. Was a benefactor that gave the impetus and the confidence for the shul to know that it would not be a financial disaster. So his contribution was invaluable to seeing that this event occurred. And Yossi, I congratulate you on your participation in that. And you've been very much involved, of course, with Chazanis, the world of Chazanis, for many years. Actually, some of my early introduction was to the Talmud Torah of Flatbush, I think it's on Coney Island Avenue, those concerts that were run in the early 90s. Okay, so on to the program, and as I mentioned, this past Shabbos was dedicated to the four Koussevitzky brothers at the Hampton Synagogue. The four Koussevitzky brothers, Moshe, Jacob, Simcha, and David, certainly were giants in the world of Chazanis. Moshe was born in 1899. He was the firstborn, the oldest. He died in 1966 at the age of 67. Jacob, or Yaakov, was born in 1903. He died in 1959 at the age of 56. Simcha, the third son, was born in 1905. He died in 1998 at the age of 93. And David, the fourth and youngest, was born in 1912. He died in 1985 at the age of 73. They were all born in Smorgon, and it was always interesting to note that the great cantors of the Golden Age and the Late Golden Age all sang in choirs when they were young children, and that seems to be a theme that goes for most, if not all, of the greats. The influence of singing in choirs with and listening to other great chazanim of the day. They all had very interesting lives. As you know, Moshe was at Bethel. Jacob, in the later years, was at the Jewish Center at Kew Garden Hills. Simcha was in Johannesburg and Cape Town. And you know that David was at Temple Emmanuel in 1948 until his death. And most of the brothers, three of the four brothers, all had positions in London. Our first selection will be David Koussevitzky with Ana Avda, or Brich Shemei. Yeah. David Kosovitsky, it must have been wonderful to live in Borough Park during that period when both the brothers, David and Moshe, were davening. I understand that people used to hop back and forth from one shul to the next and argue as to who was better that day. Of course, there are off days occasionally, but again, it must have been a very, very exciting period, and for lovers of Chazanis. We'll next hear Simcha Kosovitsky chanting Mim Komcha. This is Simcha. Simcha with Mimkomcha. Our next selection is Yaakov, or Jacob Kusevitzky, and we will hear him with Hashem Moloch. Got it straight now.
Hey.
That was Jacob Kusevitzky, and now let's hear Moshe, the great Moshe, and as many of you know, this Ad Hema is one of my favorites, and certainly it's appropriate with all that's going on about Yesler Rosenblatt and his 80th Yahrzeit, so it's certainly appropriate that we play Ad Hema. Let me just get this disc working. little technical problem here. Let me just see if I can get this to work. And it will be Ad Hena coming right up. Disc 4, cut 3.
Oh, Me.
Moshe, and that's the four brothers. No, I never get involved in the discussion of who's better, who's greater, or whatever. I thought they were all wonderful. Of course, each one is unique in his own way, and art is beauty is in the eyes of the beholder and in the ears of the beholder, if you will. I know there are a certain number of people who are great, great fans of David, and others are Moshe, and as I say, I love them all. But I do want to dedicate one more selection, and this is not meant to be a choice as to who I prefer, but there is a great lover of David Kusevitzky listening, Andrew, and I dedicate this to you, and I know that this selection is one that you've often requested, and I'm just going to play this dedicated to you and Aviva. So this is David Kusevitzky with Hama Avir Bonov.
Hey!
Well, that was David, and I'm going to take the prerogative, and this is not a vote, if you will. It's just the fact that I was so pleased to meet Valerie, the granddaughter, the daughter of the great Kosovsky, and his grandchildren this past weekend. Valerie, I know that you're listening to this program, so I just want to close with one other magnificent selection of your late father, your late great father, and although we played Jacob Kusevitsky's Hashem Moloch, I'm just taking it upon myself to play this classic of David's Hashem Moloch Geus.
Oh, Mayim Rabbi Madiri Mishbriyom Mikol Oz Mayim Rabbi Madiri Mishbriyom 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 Mikol Oz
That was David Kusevitzky. I know somebody's going to say to me, well, what about Moshe? And yes, in the next week or two, I'll play Moshe. I don't have enough time on this hour to play Moshe. But I am going to close with something that's rather interesting. This is from the collection of Robbie Veig, our friend who is a great fan of the Koussevitzkys. And he came out with a CD. It was Jacob Koussevitzky and his brothers in concert. And this selection, the closing selection, was from a concert in 1953 in Canada, where Jacob, Moshe, and David performed, and they sang as a trio. So I'm going to close with Betzeis Yisrael, and you'll have to figure out who's singing what when, but it's Jacob, Moshe, and David Koussevitzky with Betzeis Yisrael. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music. Well, the 2 hours of course, the Chazonis, featuring the great Koussevitzky brothers. I want to thank those of you who have contacted me and Benny concerning your thoughts about the concert last night at the Sfardische Shul. It was a delight for both of us, and needless to say, we are very proud to be part of that very special event. It really was wonderful, and let's see if we can get more of these going. You know what we need. We need your participation, and we need your support, and it will happen. In any event, thank you so much for joining with me. Remember to tell your friends about the program. Word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. You can always reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone. Thank you.